We normally have Mike Brennan from MyTech News, one of our partners, a great partner to have because he provides us with some great news about technology here in Michigan and on the internet. Mike, welcome to the Internet Advisor.
So you guys are the three amigos today, is that it?
We are. You know, the Foster's...
You're wearing sombreros in honor of Cinco de Mayo, or what's going on down there?
We're Fosterless today, yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Fosterless, I like that.
It's more
good.
Like the triad of trepidation.
I like
the gang
that.
Of three, you
yes,
know.
So. Of course. Well, now of four, because you've joined us, and you join us every week at this time, and you talk about some of the headlines that you print on Friday for MyTech News, and we looked at a couple of them. The Chrysler self-driving minivan, that story caught my eye. Tell us about that.
Well, that's just been announced, so, I mean... I'm not a big, I know this is advancing in autonomous vehicles, the self-driving kind, but I'm not on that bandwagon yet. I still think there's a whole lot of stuff we got to get over. But you have to start with working with real fleets, right? So Google's driven about 10 million miles or so. Let's call it the beta test. Or actually, let's say alpha test. Now they're moving into the beta test with Chrysler, with the Pacifica hybrid minivans, and on a limited basis. But we're going to find out what these things are like on the roads and... I don't know. There's still a lot of work to go on this.
You know, a lot of times the car companies, they're really not sure if they can do this themselves, so they hook up with entrepreneurs, and May is a great time to hook up to entrepreneurs or with entrepreneurs because it's Entrepreneur Month.
Oh, nice segue, Gary. Very good. So, then we got that story from our good friends at Michipreneur.com, Amanda Luan, who's the co-founder of the Bamboo Detroit co-working space downtown. Anyway, I pick up some stuff from her, and she's really into all the entrepreneurial stuff on a much higher level than me, starting with Detroit Entrepreneur Week this week, May 2nd through 7th, so it just ended. And then we have a Tech Week that was also concurrent with that, and then coming up with Detroit Startup Week at the end of the month from May 23rd to 27th. So, I mean, with all the activities we have going on down in the Midtown, around the ballpark area with all the startups going on down there, this is perfect.
You know, a lot of the technology is around green technology. I put green technology and Detroit all together last evening when I volunteered for the Hightail to Ale run that started at Atwater Brewery. I was part of the zero waste group. Well, when I signed up, it sounded kind of cool. What it meant was I sorted the recyclable away from the rest of the garbage. But it was important, and it's fun to watch these guys. So many people, 2,000 people came down and ran through the cities of Detroit, through the streets of Detroit, and what a wonderful event when things like that can happen. But I'm reminded that green technology really is a focus.
Yeah, absolutely. That's real big. It sort of hits the millennials. They're really into, think of the old hippies from the 60s. In a lot of ways, the millennials are just the recycled hippies. And a lot of those same values were earth and, doing the right thing and all that. That's really important to millennials. And so green is where it's at. And there's a lot of ways we can do that with, here in Michigan, we already have all these wind power stations up in the Thumb area and elsewhere. We're now moving into green vehicles where they're a lot more fuel efficient. The autonomous vehicles will be a lot safer. I mean, it's really working here.
And it's not just this side of the state. Grand Rapids with AIM West is focusing on green technology, right?
Yeah, they have a big event coming up at the end of this month where they are going to be looking at the whole area. There's a lot of activity over on the other side of the state, actually, in that already. A lot of the auto suppliers are getting into, building different components for these wind farms and other apparatus like that, solar panels, all that. And so they're going to be studying all these things at AIM West, and that'll be coming up on May 18th in downtown Grand Rapids. So that's for our friends on the west side of the state.
So, Mike, you not only our partner here, but we all get together periodically on your show as well. Tell us about your podcast real quickly.
Yeah, on Mondays from 3 to 4, I do it with my old competitor, now my partner in crime, Matt Rausch. A lot of people have heard of Matt. He used to be on that other station we cannot name.
Yep.
And
the competitor, and now we won, right? He's
yes,
come over
yes,
to
that other
to
station,
WJR.
But now, Yeah, he's now with me, and so we do that from 3 to 4 live from the Podcast Detroit Network, and then it's available as podcasts in my Wednesday newsletter along with this show, a lot of other shows, Diva Tech Talk, Michigan Mobile Musings. We've just added the Small Business Association of Michigan, so we get Michael Rogers stuff now. This keeps expanding.
So they can go to mytechnews.com and not only get everything that you just mentioned, but this is all part of IT and the D's broadcast, what is it called? Podcast Detroit, right?
Podcast Detroit. They got 55 shows now. Do you believe it?
It's amazing. And I'm so happy to see how well that they've done and you've done. And this is all coming together. And we're all working together to help bring technology as a household name to the people here in Michigan and wherever else they can hear our voice. So
Co-opetition is the new buzzword.
Absolutely. Mike, thank you very much for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks, guys. Talk to you next week.
Okay, take care. Mike Brennan from mytechnews.com.